We know that usually Parsha Zachar comes out in Parsha Tetzaveh when the year is not a leap year like it is this year. This year, Parsha Zachar comes out in Parsha Vayikra. There is significance to both Parshas having Parsha Zachar as part of them. We know that in Parsha Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not written at all. And that is because after the Chata Egel, after the Jews sin with the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me out of the Sefer Torah, take me out of the Parsha that you were written me in, which was Parsha Kisisa, in order to obtain for Klal Yisrael a Kapara, that they should not be destroyed, Chas V'Shalom. In Parsha Vayikra, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Vayikra with a small aleph, and that was because he did not want to write Vayikra that HaKadosh Baruch had called to him directly, so it looks more like Vayikar. Vayikar is that HaKadosh Baruch happened to meet Kaviyachol Moshe Rabbeinu, and he spoke to him. Vayikar, the idea of mikra, the idea of happenstance, the idea of things happening by random and by chance, is a hashkafa, it's a philosophy of Amalek. As we know, the pasuk tells us, Asher karcha baderech, that Amalek came in a way where they tried to take away the enthusiasm from Klal Yisrael, and they tried to tell Klal Yisrael, when they made war with them, the message was that nothing that happens is a rhyme or reason. Everything is just happening. The fact that you were taken out of Mitzrayim, the fact that Yamsuf was split, that's no big deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really want you, does want you, could happen, cannot happen. It's no big deal. As they say in today's vernacular, no biggie. So therefore, Amalek comes, as Rashi says, in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei that we'll read tomorrow, that it was like somebody coming to a hot bath and jumping in. They might get burned, but they're going to cool down the hot water. And this is the significance of laning Parshas Zachar and Parshas Vayikra. The truth is that Amalek seemingly does have a taina. The taina is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just happens to randomly do things. We don't see Yad Hashem. And nothing can be further from the truth. Haman, when he wants to kill Klal Yisrael, what does he do? He makes lots. He makes gerols. He makes a lottery. And this is in keeping with the practice of Amalek, keeping with the hashkafa of Amalek, because he says that there really is no rhyme and reason. And not only that, Haman had an insight that maybe we do not have. And that is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he took Klal Yisrael as the Am HaNivchar. And one can ask himself, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us as the Am HaNivchar? What did we do in order to get that special status? And in picking the Klal Yisrael as the Am HaNivchar, there is a certain level of no reason why we should have been Zeicha to become Klal Yisrael, to be the Am HaNivchar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and then Abraham Avinu came along, and we became the Am HaNivchar. Haman thought that we had not lived up to our end of the bargain. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu just picked us randomly, Kaviyachol, so Haman said, I can get rid of them randomly as well. And when it came out in Purim, when it came out in Adar, that he's going to kill us, he said, ah, look at that. Moshe Rabbeinu, who wrote Vayikra, who wrote that, happened to be, and the whole B'nai Yisrael happened to come along, happened to be. This is the month that he died, and this is the month we're going to kill Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. The Gemara says, what he didn't know was that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Zayin Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the month of Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu, his life, he lived up to the challenge. As a leader of Klal Yisrael, he brought Klal Yisrael to heights. He brought us to the Kabbalah Satira. He brought us to the Tachlis HaOlam. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was because to get the Torah. And we took the Torah. And Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, we trying to live up to our end of the bargain. And that was Haman's mistake. We find that on Yom Kippur, we have the same idea. On Yom Kippur, how does a person get kapara? How did Klal Yisrael get kapara? It says that on Yom Kippur, the Torah says, Goyrol. The Kohen Gadol used to make a lottery. He used to take the two sheep, and he would put one Lashem and one Lazazel. And these karbonos were brought as a kapara, as a forgiveness for Klal Yisrael. In order to show us the significance that yes, things might look like they happen to be happening. Things in this world are hidden from us. The way things happen in this world seem that there is no hashkacha chas v'shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pulling the strings. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos, an enjoyable Parshas Zachar, an enjoyable Purim.